Okay,
Yeah,
so we
let's.
should jump into the actual podcast, I guess.
Hey, the content.
Yeah, the content.
Well, luckily we've been saving all these replies that you've been sending us the entire time. Now we're
Yes,
going to
we
go through
have. We've
all
been.
215.
Yeah, I just yesterday, I think it was, I went to Soap and I was like, "Hey, Soap, can I? Do you remember the password for the podcast
Don't tell
inbox?" And
it. Don't say it on the thing, Kramer.
he's just like, "Why do you ask?" And I'm like, just wondering, just curious, just wanted to relive all those great memories of podcasts your."
Yeah.
And
Holy
he's like,
shit.
"Oh, okay, then. I thought you were gonna actually like do something with it, but if not, that's great." So.
Yeah, I actually asked him like 10 minutes before we started this if the podcast account was still up.
But
And he was.
luckily it is, and it's here, and we have actually all the replies that have been, or not replies, questions,
We should give the dates on
conversation
some of
topic
these.
wish lists, whatever that you've sent in since the last podcast we did. Well, I think the last podcast we didn't even open the email thing, but we didn't open our mailbox at all on that one, so we have several months' worth of replies. They date back to, let's
September
see,
24th, 08.
September 24th, 08. What is it now?
It's September 26th, 08.
Oh,
All 2 days ago.
yeah. A couple days ago, so. Okay, so let's jump right into those. The first one is from Drano. Who,
The fuck is
who's,
that guy?
who's Drano? I don't. Okay, anyways, Drano's question is, Tom York, big dick or the biggest dick? Seriously though, doesn't Radiohead suck?
Yeah. I
I
think
guess.
I've heard Radiohead a few times. I'm thoroughly not impressed. If I was the guy who ironically left Last.fm like links, I would label them hipster trash.
As far as my take on Radiohead, I have never actually listened to Radiohead. Like, knowingly, I might have heard him on the radio once or twice, but I kind of just like heard everybody anywhere saying, "Wow, Radiohead is really bad," and I took that as a hint that maybe I ought to avoid them. So,
Well, you'd know if you had heard them because your skin would break out in lesions and you'd throw up blood on your shoes.
oh,
Yeah, that's a clear sign of Radiohead.
okay, all right. That's usually more my reaction with Green Day, but.
Well, same band pretty much. Just they put on some wigs and they use a Britishy accent. No, not a Britishy accent. I'm sure I'm gonna get called out on that one because I fucking don't remember the singer. I just remember that the fucking music was dope. So you know what? I'm gonna remember this fucking band with a Britishy accent, and you can't fucking stop me.
Good job. It's Coldplay's British, actually. No, I think Radiohead is too. I don't know. Same thing.
Yeah, there's the same band, so it's all Green Day. It's all the Spy.
It's all Green Day, exactly. Yeah, Take Out the Trash was like a terrible Green Day song, wasn't it?
Oh, fuck. Okay, remember
Yeah.
that video from The Butcher?
Yeah, Jesus.
Goddamn Green Day.
Fucking Billy Joe ruined that one, Jesus. Okay, anyway,
I'll get the
next
next one.
reply is from Ignore What That Sun Sinsu guy said. I think that's how you pronounce that. That Chinese guy, what they mentioned in Soldier video, him. And it says, "That was meant for mailbag," and uses a blush emoticon.
Okay, we can do.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think we have the password to the mailbag account anymore.
I think I do, actually, but
Okay.
I.
Well, you can do that while I'm reading the next reply then.
Right.
Let's see.
Let's see here. Mailbag.
Ooh, this is actually an important question.
Hey, we
This is
got a
a good one.
question. What?
Okay, this one is from Fashion Police. Wee woo wee woo, Fashion Police.
Oh my God.
And
Fuck
it
your
says,
mom.
"When is Rick going to get a haircut and a fetching blazer?" Oh.
When your mom stops liking my long fucking flowing locks.
Pawn Zone.
Ponzonibook.com. Let me
Great
get
job,
one in
Rick.
here because I don't think I can actually open up the mailbag account while I am in the podcast account.
Oh, okay.
All
No,
right.
fair enough.
Let's see. From lol at rootbeer.dreamhost.com. The 6th of October 2008. Do you
Or being
think
swiftly
POS
along.
should create its own Sonic Chu comic to rival CWC's comic? No. I think we
No, of
should
course not.
stop fucking talking about CWC. Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know if we held that particular opinion at, in October of last year, even though we do now.
Okay, well, it really depends when I saw his ass, because after that I was
Okay.
fairly fucking ready to be done with this guy. That was that. I didn't bother watching any of his sex tapes with that doll. I didn't bother watching any of his recent videos where he admits
Well,
he's
I could at
gay.
least link you the animated GIF of the doll
Oh,
one.
I'm sure you could, but I'm not going to click it. You know what? Do
Okay.
me the favor and link it to fucking God of
Becky.
Cows or Becky.
Okay.
Or Auntie, and he'll just be like, "Hey, that's pretty funny. I'm gonna draw more of this." Where he
Okay.
fucking punches inside of Julie and he rips out guts.
Well, tell you what, Rick, I'll do something even better. I will go and pose as a girl and get pictures of Mookie's ass.
Hey, sweet.
Yeah.
Apparently Skype's also giving me the thing that says high sound coming from the speakers, but it seems fine by me. Go the fuck
It's
away.
probably your wacky recording software.
Yeah.
All right, so next one is from your average Joe.
Ooh.
Wow, this will be topical, I'm sure. Let's see, your average Joe says, "Please, can I have royalties for my forced cameo appearances?"
Did we ever force him to do
I don't, or no, it's just appearance, singular, sorry. So it's just right now. And Noah Sao, I mean, your average Joe, whatever,
anything?
you
Your
cannot have
average
royalties
fuckhead.
because your ass is banned.
Yeah, let's fucking completely just disregard that faggot.
Your ass is banned, and I'm a lawnmower.
Ooh. Cutting your grass.
Ah, okay.
Krem's broken everything. Fucking cut to the one little screenshot of fucking technical difficulties.
Yeah, the cheap picture.
It's just me and
Oh,
you
sorry, I
like.
forgot I shouldn't make references to that sort of stuff because your average Joe is gone.
Oh.
Oh. All right, moving swiftly along.
I got this one. From Jagger G.
Oh,
The
boy.
7th of October. 2008. This looks oddly familiar. Rick, are you trying to secretly take over Mailbag as a different format? Couldn't you just have
No, of course
asked? Or are you an evil scientist? Oh yeah, fuck no. Still though, I like this format. It's kind of different because it's the submitters that ask the questions instead of replying. So you're not replying to replies to your question. It's not so much a graded test as it is a podcast, I guess. Good stuff. Right facing arrow, right facing arrow, right facing arrow, right facing
not.
arrow, exclamation point. That was a tongue twister. You know what?
Yeah,
Yeah.
boys have a penis, girls have a vagina.
Yeah, you put your right facing arrows into the vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Anyway, yeah, it is a good format. I do also like how it's not us trying to just do mailbag.
Well, you know, it,
Oh,
I
oh no, I think mailbag actually was running at the point at when this was written, so.
Yeah, quote unquote running.
Ambling.
Yeah, I think we're allowed. Like, I got some slack for posting in a topic how we fucking were the only people who did mailbag right, but I think we're allowed to because we're that was like a pinpoint great observation by myself, patting myself on the back because it's so true. Because we were the really the only people who did that right.
I'm gonna have to no comment on that one because I'm on thin enough ice with said parties already, so.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Just trying to lay low for a bit, you know, till the heat cools down.
Fucking reestablish Wonder Garden quickly.
That too. Let's see. Next one is from Artie. Oh boy. Oh, it's artylicious@AOL.com. That sounds familiar.
Yeah, that guy's replied a few times, actually.
Artylicious. No, that sounds familiar from like elsewhere on the internet. Doesn't he do a web comic or something?
I think he's some fucking Starman.net goon.
Oh, okay, one of them.
Yeah.
Goons.
Yeah,
I like
those.
the notion of replying or referring to Starman.net members as goons also.
It's pretty much the same fucking thing now, ain't it?
I don't know. I would probably take one over the other, but
Well,
at any rate, Artie says, "Hey guys, I like your site, especially that flailing gecko on the side. That's pretty funny." In response to your question, what was the question again?
There was no question. There's no question.
Oh yeah,
there was no question.
Well, I don't know. The submission form looks the same. He might have got confused.
The poor boy. I think the flailing gecko.
And, oh, in response to your question, I think that console gaming isn't as good as it used to be. He did get confused. Wow. Okay. Well, no, we can do mailbag here too. We've been hankering to do a good mailbag also, so we can just cover them both. You know, two birds, one stone.
Oh God.
Yeah. twobirdsonestone.com.
Oh God, this is
anyway,
great. I remember all this.
I remember as a kid, I used to love Halo. And
as a kid, I used to love Halo. Like, is he younger than like you?
Is he younger than Alucard somehow? Oh no, it is Alucard. My bad. That might be it. Okay.
Oh God, I'm dying.
As a kid, I used to love Halo, and today there are a lot of people making it look bad, and they just trash talk over Xbox Live all the time, and it's no fun anymore. That being said, I still like the games, but it's the people that ruin it for me.
You know what? I know who this is. This is Senior Mailbag Spammer.
I guess. I mean, I can see his point of view there. I mean, like, you know how it is when you get on a TF2 server or something that's full of douchebags. That ruins an otherwise great game.
Yeah.
And I imagine Xbox Live probably has a lot of the same. But that being said, great mailbag reply there, Artie.
Yeah, I remember, too, how we asked that question. And we thoroughly got an answer. You know what, Artie? Thanks.
Yeah. All right, so go ahead for the next one.
From Saber and Blue, discussion topic, past podcasts? All right. This is actually relevant, even though it doesn't look like it.
I know, past podcasts.
Well, I'm actually, I've actually...
Here we go. I got one.
Go.
Can you hear it?
Oh, just apparently in the background.
Yeah, you can't hear it, apparently. Oh, well. I was pulling a funny joke. But anyway, yeah, past podcasts, they were pretty good. Except for a couple that weren't, but for the most part, they were pretty good.
Don't worry, I'll put a past podcast under this.
Good idea.
Oh, the joys of the internet. So, hey, Kramer, are you still there? Or am I going to have to pause this? Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Krem died there for a second.
I'm still here.
You died.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, you just died for a second there, though.
The program lost me, or...
Yeah, I think Skype just hiccuped.
It might have been because I was playing a file or something.
Yeah. Anyway, previous.
Played those damn kids in them MP3s.
You go ahead and get this one. It's wordy, and you like words.
Oh, did we already finish discussing past podcasts?
Well, I don't really want to play a past podcast under this for too long. It might get confusing.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
The fucking soap
just
will
play
die
like
of
the
seizure.
First. Just play the very beginning of the one we're doing now.
If I did that, I think people would be dying of strokes.
or you could like play, I don't know, a part of Chrono Trigger under it or something. Or
yeah, we'll just do one of SK's podcasts underneath this.
Okay. Yeah, relive those. Yeah. At any rate, the next one is from Dr. House. Oh boy, I love that guy. I watch him on the telly all the time.
He's the black one, right?
I think so. Oh no, he's that one that Ryan Stiles does the impersonation of real good.
Oh, John Wayne.
Yeah. Anyway, and he says, he sent me some links to some websites. Most of them seem to be subdomains of orderfreebiagra.com, including Viagra, Tramadol, Levitra, Xanax, and some more of the same, I guess.
Well,
Then I thought I deleted all the spam emails already. It's great.
hey, I think he I think he just, sent out a newsletter.
I guess. I mean, I haven't actually seen the show. He might is he like actually a big promoter of male enhancement or
You see, he's got a bad leg, so he needs a cane, but his cane gets lost all the time, so he just uses his erection.
okay. All right. Well, that works too. Clever man.
Yeah.
That's why he's a doctor.
Yeah, he's an addict too, so he's really, lots of pills. Anyway,
And
the next reply is from BWN Bwin, or Bwin Heyman probably. Yeah, Bwin Heyman at bwinheyman.bwin.
okay.
BWN. And
Bwin.
his yeah, Carmen, can you say that better than me?
Bwin Heyman.
Bwin Heyman. I guess that's the Canadian spelling. How they just add
Yeah.
random fucking letters. He says, "Hi, ellipses, ellipses, ellipses."
I think I might have written this one.
No, because yours would have been O.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good point.
Moving right along.
Okay, next one is from Junior Podcast Spammer. Hooray.
Oh.
I'm so excited. Junior Podcast Spammer says.
Wait. We have to have a voice for all junior podcast
Okay. What do you want to do?
spammers. Well, I'm not going to waste my ASL one on this because I think I'm going to just read all stupid possers like your average Joe and ASL and Alucard and future shit replies from those people in ASL voice. So I think I might leave you with your any voice you prefer.
I mean, this one's about how he's black, so I could use my token black voice.
Hey. No, wait, hold it. You need to use your Hindu voice.
I don't know. I might save that one for next time we get tramadol
Oh, of course.
spam. Actually, there's one from the Prime Minister of New Zealand later on, so I
Oh,
could
we're
use it for
fucking
that.
using air.
Okay. Anyway,
Behind the scenes, podcast.
I'm from the north side, nigga, nigga. Representing all that shit, nigga fucker. Gotta pop a gap in yo.
Yeah,
And then apparently he got candle jacked away at the end. So that's why you should always be careful when.
Oh God, that was funny. I remember Candlejack suddenly. And then Krem died. I get that joke. Good job, Krem.
Okay. At any rate,
Moving right along.
yeah, good job, Junior
Do
Postcast Spammer. Keep working hard.
I believe in you. From David, he says,
Hey. Well, what did he say? No, I was asking a question. Like, well, no, okay, I can understand that being a typical response to a David email, but what did the email actually say? Okay, fine, I'll just check it myself.
Exactly.
All right, and next one is from Junior
Junior
Podcast Spammer.
Podcast Spammer. I love that guy.
So do I. And he says, "You have been selected to receive a free clip art
I
triangle.
think you need.
$20 value. $20 value."
I think you need to read how it's spelled.
Oh, it says "receives" instead of "receive." Okay,
You
I missed that.
have been selected to receive a free clip art triangle, $20 value.
Wow.
Okay, moving right along. From Spatulator,
Wow, I
I
remember
remember
him.
this. Didn't we just delete these? I thought these were just filtered. Why didn't we have these filtered at one point?
Oh, well, he used a dailypost.com, so that might have slipped past.
Fuck. A tricky bastard.
Well, I want to know how he got an email account from with them.
That's right. Maybe he's doppelganger spat. Maybe he's actually got quality. He's a spatula ganger.
That doesn't even...
Spatchaganger. This one's from Spatchaganger. He says... Oh, it's an IRC quote. Patrick says, we should do Metacoral on another network as Sarantha and Jupiter. And David Bowie says, lol.
I guess so. Go for it, guys. Good luck.
Moving right along.
Yeah.
Can we spatulate him, like, his karma?
Not any more than it already has been.
Oh.
Okay, next one is from Take a Guess. Just take a fucking guess. Jeez. Email address being soapy@thedailypost.org. I wonder who that would...
Becky! Motherfuck, stop sending shit into my podcast.
Did we get another one?
No. No, wow. This is clearly from Becky.
23rd one tonight.
Yeah.
All right, and Mr. Guest says, stop sending things in, you fools. You only make Foscast longer. Well, I think your highly cryptic and mysterious name also makes Foscast longer. Because we got to sit here and try and figure out who the crap you are, so.
Fucking.
Just say your spat right at the get-go.
Yeah, just fucking have it so that it only accepts things from spat. Removing.
All right, next one is Bank of New Zealand. Do you want to try it, or?
I thought you were gonna do a voice for Bank of New Zealand.
I'll give it a shot. Okay, let's see. Dear Bank of New Zealand customer, your Bank of New Zealand account has been deactivated because your account may have been compromised and your computer has been infected with a virus, NetSky B. Please review the transaction and report any suspicious transactions. Log in to verify now. Click here to access your account. These updates are part of our commitment to finding better ways to help meet your financial needs. Bank of New Zealand, 2001, 2008.
Never forget.
Never forget.
The day that one lone Indian dude flew a flying pope into the side of the Bank of New Zealand.
19-2000. Oh, wow.
Well done.
All my niggas, all my hoes.
From testing the capture.
All right.
Ignore this at dreamhost.com. You know what fucking happens, Soap? Every time you resend something in, we're going to make podcast longer.
I think we should give this one a good 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Just drop in the entirety of Through Being Cool right here.
Yes. Yep. That would be amazing. This should go through till the soap.
Good work.
Moving right along.
All right, next one's from Martin. That's mmcfly@fluxcapacitor.com.
Fuck yeah.
Wow. Let's see here. This one says, Dear Brick and Krem, by this time I'm sure you've heard the results from the presidential election. I'm interested in hearing your thoughts on the results and also your thoughts on the last 4 years. I'm sure everyone understands the historical importance of having a dark-skinned president, but do you feel he has done a good job? Are all those changes he made for the better, or do you feel some of the things he did had been best if left unchanged? Thanks, Marty. P.S. I hope you update real soon. I really liked the podcasts you guys have done in the past. But, wow, that hurts my head just thinking about it. So, okay, this was sent on November the 14th, which was Election Day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. And he talks about there being a dark-skinned president. It was at 7:20 in the morning, so it was before the results came in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I see what he did. He was just being clever because, like, dark-skinned president could have referred to Obama or McCain, so...
What? Because McCain eats dark-skinned chicken or something?
I thought you would have had something more clever for that, but oh well.
Yeah, no, I fucking was completely unprepared, thanks.
No, that was one of those things where I couldn't think of a joke to make off of it, so I just sort of let you.
You know who pick eats it. A lot of cock? McCain and his vice president.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not happy with how well they're performing at all.
Yeah, they're fucking so shitty. Man, another war, this time with Canada?
I know, right?
We are live from Canada, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, we just all fucking evacuated. At this point, it's kind of just like Half-Life 2. Anyway.
Yeah, I wish we had made a better choice that day, but oh well.
No, well, you know, she had tits.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knew they were made of steel and were hiding guns? Anyway, Marty, I wish you luck with your future endeavors. Why don't you just use the DeLorean? You know.
Great job. Great job.
From Abdi Dibdi at bintu@rootbeer.com. Testing is the reply. Once again, so every time you send something in, we're forced to podcast it. You're making podcasts longer.
Yeah, Soap, it's just going to take you that much longer when you decide to make a beat map out of this podcast.
Exactly. And I think by the time we make the next podcast in 2010, that he'll probably have done that by then.
Yeah. Well, we could just have Marty write us back about it.
Yeah.
Let us know how it went, so.
Yeah. Go to...
All right, next one's from Jagger G., and he says, I like your hat.
Thanks.
Oh. Oh wait, this is January 8th, so he must have been intending this for Wally.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, neither of us are Wally, so thanks, asshole.
Well yeah, but he was there at the time. Wally was in Minnesota.
In January? I thought it was later than that.
Maybe. I don't remember.
Well done. You're just fucking dropping facts like, yeah, Wally was here.
Well, no, I still have yet to... I'm going to post those videos of that fourth day he was here pretty soon. You know, that when he was here for 3 days in January, and then he left, and then he came back for just one more day, like yesterday, I remember.
Yeah, and you came back up, too.
Yeah, I came back up, and he was there for a day, and we made another day's worth of videos out of that, so yeah. I'll get around to posting those probably tomorrow, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, it'll be great.
The next reply.
Mm-hmm.
From Cat and Cannon Fodder.
Hooray.
Did I respond to this or mailbag?
Wow. I mean, I still want to go with my theory of Cannon Fodder basically being Chubo. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
I think Chubo is right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which Chubo was he was notorious for being really loud, remember?
No.
So it'd be something more like, did I respond to this or mailbag? Something like that, I guess.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to yell too loud because my neighbors are home at the moment, so.
Fucking invite them in.
Weedle? Question mark.
Yeah, we'll fucking do that right now.
Yeah.
Let's see here. The next one is from Jagger G. And
oh boy.
Jagger G at freelesbians.net.
Wow, how did he get an email address with them? Dang.
He's a lesbian, obviously.
Just be, you know, signing up with your phone company. Like, oh, you want us to send you emails? Yeah, my address is creme at freelesbians.net.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You want this one or shall I take it?
Go for it.
Dear podcastos, I come to you this day asking questions of possibly mild pestersome today. I'm just going to skip a few words randomly here and there.
Two syllables.
Because, yeah, this accent is hard to pull off. It is you, Krem, that has given us the great treat, such as Zelda Oracle Series, Vigeet Medigo Fest, that I enjoy so very much.
Vigeo Fest.
Vimigeo Fest. But it is you who have left us hanging. There is so much fun to go. As for Rick... Lester Survives the Day reminds me of Choose Your Adventure books I read in my younger years at the farm. And I have been delighted to reminisce in days long gone as I laugh alongside our repeatedly dying protagonist. Do you talented souls reckon you could muster up the motivation to continue these productions in the foreseeable future? I mean, no frustration by this reminder, really. I hope that instead you take it as a compliment to your faithful fans who enjoy your creations and use it to get back into the gear. Love, Jagger McGee. P.S. I like your hat.
Oh.
TLDR.
Yeah, Oracle series, Leicester series. We should just mash them together.
Oracle of Leicester?
Yeah.
I tell you what, just get me a random screenshot of Oracle of Ages, and I'll just, like, photo the Leicester on top of it.
Okay. Next one is from Cannon Fodder. Oh, no, wait.
No, you went
back to Last Jagger.
Oh, God, not again.
Yeah, this one's from Jason Biggs. Pylover at thegspot.com.
Ooh. Mm.
Now, I'm going to check that one real quick. See if that is an
actual
website.
He's checking for the G-Spot, eh?
Well, no, because this could be one of them high-profile blogger guys, you know, like God of Cows, that's sending us emails. This could be our big chance, Rick. This should be our big shot for the big time.
Holy shit.
And thegspot.com, this page is parked free courtesy of GoDaddy.com. This might not be our lucky day.
Sadly, we did not win a free iPod Nano.
Anyway, Senor Pie Lover says, if you can be any pie, or no, if you can be any flavor pie in the universe, could you ever forgive me for that terrible night 6 years ago?
I fucking block out anything beyond 2 weeks ago.
That was a pretty random reply there, Pie Lover. I think I'm going to reply by singing the Doom song.
Fucking Rick and Crumb present.
Random theater.
Jed, blood, 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 blood. Bucket of chicken.
All right.
Oh, I got some Skype messages. I got some Skype messages. I should read these.
Whoa, blah, 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 blah. Who's it from?
Let's see. I clicked view Skype messages. Where's my Skype message? Here we go. Conversation for new. Come on. Here we go. Hey, your average Joe? Question mark?
On Skype?
He added me on Skype.
That sounds pleasant.
Holy shit, this is a conversation between your average Joe and Jagger G.
Oh.
Fucking live on podcast. You now know what this conversation is. It happened at 1:30 to 2 o'clock this day, so that's well over 8 hours ago. He says...
Like this today?
Yeah, today. He says, welcome to the world of tomorrow! And yes, I have to say that always. And Jagger G replies, oh, okay. And then your average Joe replies, so how are things, Jaggy? And then Jagger G replies, oh, the usual. And then your average Joe replies, oh, and that's that. Wonderful.
Wow. Wow.
And the last podcast message is... Crumb, that one's yours.
Oh, right. This one is from Test 2.
Here we go again, so...
Test 2 at DixieKong.com. And it says, hi, what is your name?
Uh-oh. It's a trap!
I guess. Actually, that one was from me.
Okay.
I was testing the thing yesterday to see if it still worked. And it does, apparently.
Hey! Well, we can move all these to replied.
Yes, good idea. Do you want me to do it, or...?
You go on ahead. I'm already logged out of it trying to get into Mailbag.
Okay.